just that graceful, oh, so pretty. And I fed the birds all winter to keep them, to hold them.
Gets rid of it. What kind of things would go after your chickens?
The possum used to get into the hen house and get the chickens. And the owl used to go into the hen house and get the chicken. Mm-hmm. Owl would take off your chickens, and then the hawks. The hawks caught them in the daytime. Would fly low and swoop down and catch them in their claws and carry them off.
What did you ever use the term varmint? Exactly how?
Varmint, yeah, that would mean the varmints got in and got the chickens. It could be a possum or
a general,
or it could be a fox. Now, we used to have fox that would get into your chicken pens, too.
And did you ever have an animal that smells pretty bad and you're scaring?
I never knew that there were any here. They tell me they're in this area. Of course, I got a real good smell in New England.
But it isn't too common.
Do
they call it a skunk?
They call it a skunk. And I hear that we have skunks here. Mm-hmm. But I haven't.
Polecats.
Well, now, polecat is a term used here.
Oh, I see.
But the only way I heard that is referring to somebody with B.O. and they said, hey, it smells just like a polecat.
I see. Did you ever hear anybody use peckerwood for a white man who didn't
very much? Yeah, peckerwood.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That peckerwood said so-and-so, you know. Oh, yeah.
I suppose you felt about your kennel, peckerwood.
I did.
Black woodpecker, huh?
I really did.
How about the little animals with hard shells? In the water, on the land?
The turtles. We have the turtle and then we have the terrapin.
Mm-hmm.
And the turtle, we were told as children, if he bit you, he would hold on until the sun went down, no matter what time of day he got a bite.
How about the little things you find in your running water? It's under sometimes a rock, you turn over the rock. You may have eaten them.
Well, it's the only thing I can think of is in water are little minnows that they dig out for fishing. The crawdads are, yes, they dig holes in the ground, build chimneys up over it.
Haven't you seen
a crawdad? Chimney out in low places.
Yeah,
I knocked three of them over the other day and I mowed the yard and I was so sorry because they're fascinating things. They dig this mud out and they keep stacking it around, and I've seen chimneys this high on top of the ground where they brought it up.
2 feet high.
Yeah, and when it hardens, it's like a brick. You can't break it apart.
Can you eat them?
People do. No, people eat them. I wouldn't. They look something like a shrimp. Or maybe a miniature lobster type thing.
I see. I think they may be different than...
I think they're a different kind.
In fresh water, and crayfish, and crawfish,
now, I think down in New Orleans they have the... they call them crawfish or crayfish or something.
Mm-hmm.
But these we have are different. I never really heard of anybody eating them here.
Try
it. They haven't eaten anything.
I'm running out of tape. We're going to have to change this. And the next...